going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds! Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Big series for the Gardos. Detroit has a 6-game lead off them in the AL Central. The Guardians currently in fourth place in the division, and they're 4 games above 500. It's a loaded division right now, and to talk all things Gardos, we're going to head out to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. You know him, you love him, Guardians TV play-by-play man Matt Underwood joins us now. Matt, welcome to the show.
Thank you. How you guys doing?
We're doing all right here. This weather's put a little bit of a funk on us here, as it's not just rainy, it's cold, Matt. I can't do with the two in my age.
Everywhere we've been this year, it's been like this. I mean, we went to San Diego, and it was cold and gray and damp. It just followed us all over the place. So, yeah, the skies are gray here in Detroit. It's been sprinkling all morning long, but I think it's supposed to dry out, so we should be clear sailing tonight. It's going to be chilly, but I think the competition, the divisional battle, even though it's still, we still haven't even hit Memorial Day. There's still a ton of baseball to be played. But, you know, as you just pointed out, you've got the best teams in baseball all residing in the same division. I mean, you know, granted, there's more than 100 games to play. But right now, the three wildcard teams all sit in the AL Central.
Promising. I know we want to get to the Detroit series because it's such a huge series. But Gavin Williams, I mean, what a heck of a start last night. And I just... You know, given what we've seen here over the last couple starts, what's the difference for Gavin recently?
Well, yesterday in particular, Rick and I noticed that he was, whether it was by design or not, he took a little off the fastball as he got into that game, and he was painting it. He was locating it in and out. He was moving it around with better command. I think any pitcher, it's great to know in the back of your mind when you need 98, you can reach back and get it. But I think for him to be able to command that fastball, especially down in the zone, when he does that, I mean, you saw the results yesterday. He took down a team that was red hot, swinging the bats really well. So I think that's a huge step forward. Hopefully something really clicked for Gavin because obviously, you know, the arm plays, the stuff is there. It's just a matter of consistently commanding the baseball. And when he does it like he did yesterday, he can be as good as anybody.
Matt, when we talk about the Tigers, everyone goes to their rotation, right, as they should. And, I even think tonight between the matchup, you know, Bibee versus Flaherty, I think that's level in many ways. What do you see when you see Detroit's hot start, and how much of it is sustainable?
Well, I think the key for them, as you hit on it, is when you have good starting pitching, like when you've got five guys that you feel confident every time they take the mound, what that does over the course of 162 is that it eliminates the skids. You don't have many long losing streaks. Therefore, when you build up a little surplus of wins like they have, it makes it difficult for the field to come and catch you. So I think it is sustainable because of their starting pitching. Even if their offense goes into a funk, I think they've got a good enough rotation that will keep them in games night in, night out. And I think they're going to be – I mean, we saw it last year. When they ran down the pack and got into the playoffs as a wild card team and then battled with Cleveland tooth and nail right to the final game in that division series, you saw a team that was that was ready to take the next step, and we're starting to see that here in the early going of this season.
Matt Underwood on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Reinforcements are coming for the Cleveland Guardians. Lane Thomas activated from the 10-day IL. Will Brennan then going on the 10-day IL. How do we work Lane Thomas back into the lineup? Does he just go right back to starting in center field, or do you think it'll be more of a group platoon there?
I think he goes back into center field on a regular basis. I think more importantly than that, I mean, you know, he can play defensively really well in center, but he helps fill the gap, the black hole in the lineup that has been the two spot. I mean, that two hole, for whatever reason, with Lane down, they have not been able to find anybody consistently to go in there and give Kwan and Ramirez some traffic and get that lineup going. So hopefully Lane gets in there and he fills that spot at the top of the order in between Kwan and Ramirez and gets this offense on a little bit of a better roll. Because, I mean, I looked at the numbers just a few days ago, and the two spot in the order collectively was 184 batting average. And it had the lowest OPS of any spot in the order. So hopefully Lane coming back. Now, you can't expect him to just jump in and start tearing the cover off the ball day one, but hopefully as time goes on, that'll give the top part of the lineup a little more tread.
Someone who has hit the ball really well is Daniel Sheeman. How much of a surprise? Obviously, we got to know him last year, but how much of a surprise is it that he's just been tearing the cover off the ball?
I think there's definitely been a pleasant surprise. I mean, Stephen Vogt, to his credit, he was sounding the alarm a year ago, telling us that Daniel Sheeman was a really good player. Now, at 27 years old, a guy's never been in the big leagues before. You kind of roll your eyes a little bit. It's like he's just talking his guys up, But we're seeing it this year, and we saw flashes of it last year. And I think athletically, when you can move a guy from the infield to the outfield, and there's no real drop off, you see the athleticism. But now we're starting to see it translate with the bat as well. I mean, that series he had in Toronto was really special for him. That huge home run he hit that flipped that series and got him a series win in Toronto, it was big for him, big for his confidence. I think what's really nice about Daniel Sheeman is the fact that he can play second base very well, and yet they can move him to the outfield, and there's no real drop-off. And the same with him and Angel Martinez. These guys have worked extremely hard to be truly versatile players.
Matt, you get the Lane train back today. Carlos Santana, we're getting some signs of progress there. The power starting to come back. Maybe the swing starting to come back a little bit. So if your top five is set, what are the critical parts there? Who are the critical young guys at the back half of the lineup that have to either keep up what they're doing or maybe even take another step here as we get closer to the end of the first half of the season?
For me, it's fairly obvious. We need to get somebody going in right field. And look, I love Bo Naylor. You're not going to find a better human being in the game of baseball. He's conscientious. He works his tail off. He does a great job behind the plate. They need some offense, though. I mean, they need a little productivity in that catching position. So for me, somebody in right field's got to step forward and really get going. And I think you'd love to see Bo. If Bo can give you some offense, and you get somebody going on right field, then you've got people in all areas of the lineup that you can count on consistently. And I think those are two areas that I would love to see somebody, one of those two positions, really get hot.
DeLauder activated today. Kafis obviously killing the ball down below as well. Any chance we see any of those two guys at any point this season, Matt?
I don't think there's any reason to think you wouldn't. I mean, because the one thing this organization has never been hesitant to do is promote guys, when they play well, and especially when there are opportunities. And again, this goes back to what I said. If somebody in right field doesn't get rolling, they're not dumb. They know Chase DeLauder is breathing down their neck. They know that C.J. Kafis has been getting a lot of reps in right field all of a sudden. So I think the writing's on the wall. If somebody doesn't get rolling, then one of those guys is going to get an opportunity.
Matt, we talked about this Detroit series. We're actually going to have a conversation about it coming up in about 10 minutes here. Is it too much hyperbole to call this Detroit series, this four-game tilt, a must-win or at the very least a must-push?
No, I don't think so. I mean, for us, yeah, because that's what we deal with. We are the hyperbole masters, right? That's what we do. You get people excited. We want to talk the series up. It is a big series. If you're a fan, you don't want to go into the series as a fan and go, oh, ho-hum, it's okay if we lose three out of four. If we don't win the series, it's okay. You want that buildup. I think for the players, though, there's still 100-plus games left to go in the season, so you can't put too much emphasis on this series, because as soon as it ends, you go home, and guess who's waiting for you? The Dodgers. And then the Angels, and then you go to play the Yankees in New York. So it's an unrelenting stream of games. So you can't put too much emphasis on any one series. But I think because it's a divisional series and there are fewer of those than we had in years past, it makes all of these games a little more important. And the guys understand that. They know. I mean, this was a great battle last year. Every game we played against Detroit was just you could see the passion, the energy, the intensity ratcheted up. So I think the players will be ready for this. Whether or not they win or lose depends on how they go out and execute.
Matt, almost 50 games in. What has surprised you the most so far with this team?
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
I think that I wouldn't say it's a surprise, but the bullpen last year was historically great. And you knew that that was going to be tough for them to come back and repeat that. I think what has been a bit of a surprise is how well hitters have adjusted to some of our bullpen arms. Clase in particular, Cade Smith, Timmy Herron, they haven't been as dominant as they were a year ago. But that's not to say that they're still not some of the best arms in baseball. It's just that last year they were so doggone automatic that now anytime somebody gets a hit off of one of those guys, you arch your eyebrows going, what's happening? So I think all of us have to temper that a little bit and understand that, hey, the league makes adjustments. And as Cade Smith said to me the other day, man, it's an honor that everybody has us in the crosshairs. It's an honor to wear the bullseye. You want people to expect you to be the best. And he said it's a never-ending game of cat and mouse for the pitchers and the hitters, and so they're going to have to continue to try to make those small adjustments to keep hitters off balance.
Matt, we've got Tanner Bibee on the bump tonight. I feel like on any given night, I'm not quite sure what to expect from Tanner. Four earned runs in his last start against the Reds, and then we'll see that dominant performance he had against Kansas City earlier this year, a really good performance against the Phillies, a couple series back. Where are we with Tanner in terms of his ability to kind of take it up a notch, and how close is he to putting it all together this year?
I think that the thing that you see about with Tanner Bibee is that when he takes the mound, he understands the importance of that game. He knows that when they hand him the ball, his teammates expect him to be great. They expect to win that game. He takes that very seriously. I think he goes out and competes tremendously. I love the way he goes out and doesn't give in. Even when he's not great, you can see he's going to find a way to compete and try to hang in there. You mentioned that start where he gave up the four runs. I think a lot of that happened early, and he just bowed his neck and still pitched into the sixth inning, and that was tremendous effort on his part. So I think you're seeing the signs and the growth of a guy who wants to be the ace of the staff. I think everybody looks at him that way. And I think he's starting to pitch that way as well.
Matt, big picture baseball question. Stolen base attempts are as high as it's ever been right now, and runners are having as much success as they've ever had in stealing bases. Do you feel like that's a better thing for the game to see these guys just kind of running wild out there?
You know, I thought it would be even more so. I really thought that when they changed the rules, you know, pitchers limited pickoff attempts, the bigger bases, I thought we'd really see more action. But I just think that, you know, pitchers and catchers do such a good job of paying attention to the run game, varying their delivery to the plate. I haven't seen it. I mean, I know the numbers are what they are, but I thought we'd see even more. I think the catchers do a really good job. I think the pitchers do a tremendous job of paying attention and not letting guys just take off at will. But there's a few guys that are just elite, and we've seen some of them recently, like Ellie De La Cruz. I mean, when he wants to steal, poof, I mean, he's going to steal. He's going to get his. Guys like Bobby Witt. I mean, there's a handful of guys that they're pretty close to unstoppable. And I think that with the Guardians, you know, they don't have necessarily the high-impact base stealers. But like Jose Ramirez, when you need a base, he's going to get one. And when they go first to third, second to home, these guys really are aggressive when they run the bases.
Matt, before we let you go, I did want to get your take on the Juan Soto situation. He's about 50 games into a 15-year contract, and there's just been, I mean, countless, you know, blips here with him and you know, hustle and this, that, leadership, little stuff. And it's funny, like, their manager, the Mets manager, Carlos Mendoza, has defended Juan Soto. Once you paid a guy 15 years, $700 million, is there, like, what can you do in that case if he just turns out to do what Juan Soto's doing here in the short term?
You know, it's funny, Rick Manning and I just had this conversation the other day, and I said to him, I go, you know, when you're in that seat, when you're the GM, whether it's your call or the owner's call, ultimately it has to be the owner's call when you're handing out that kind of glue. But you got to make sure it's the right guy. And I, you know, thinking back, you know, look at Jose Ramirez. You could give Jose Ramirez $1 billion. It's not going to change the way he plays because while he likes the money, we all do, it's not what motivates him, right? What motivates him is I want to beat you as badly as I possibly can today. And then tomorrow when I come back, I'm going to do the exact same thing. Derek Jeter was like that. When I interviewed Derek Jeter, years ago, he had already won the world championships. You know, he had been the toast of the town. And I asked him, I said, you know, when you've accomplished this much and as a young player, what motivates you? He looked at me like I was a moron and said, winning, that's all there is. That's the only thing that motivates me. And so you've got to make sure when you give big contracts, long-term contracts, got to make sure it's the right guy who's motivated by the right thing. And that's kind of rare, unfortunately.
Matt, great stuff as always, buddy. Bring home a series victory, and appreciate your time as always.
All right, guys. Have a great day.
Thanks so much. Matt Underwood there, Guardians TV on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Great stuff with him. We got the Guardians lineup out for game one of the four-game tilt with Detroit. And I don't think this is going to be a comparison that Guardians fans love to hear. That's coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds!
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.